The winner of the Service Learning Entrepreneurship Placement Proficiency winner is Adam Stone of the Bowdoin High School FFA chapter in Georgia. So Adam, tell me a little more about your project.
So my project is called Go Grow Georgia. It is meant to directly fight food insecurity in communities with low socioeconomic status that are plagued with the food desert crisis that has existed tremendously more since the pandemic and has really come to affect my hometown.
So you started this project. Tell me about why.
So in December of 2020, roughly, my family was going and refilling the little food pantries around town to really try to bless families for the Christmas season. And I noticed that there was nothing but really boxes of cereal, canned beans, and bags of rice. And I knew deep down in my heart as an ag student that that couldn't cut it for a family who is trying to survive and actually have like a nutritional meal for Christmas season. So I took it upon myself in the new year and started going and raising advocacy for the food desert crisis and trying to inspire others to start doing self-sufficient gardening practices at home. I prided myself on using recycled goods and I reached out to many local businesses and organizations and they started donating items to me such as topsoil and seeds. And I got really plugged in and actually got a few mentors through, Carroll County Farm Bureau and Carroll County Young Farmers and Cattlemen's Association. And they really helped me with the progression of going to trade shows and events. And eventually somebody brought up the idea of creating a community garden. And so with that, everything had gone uphill from there. So I threw together a proposal and after a ton of research, I come up with a 4x8x3 foot tall raised bed garden bed that has metal on the insides. So dirt won't touch any wood. So hopefully it'll last over 40 years. It's on bricks with hardware cloth underneath it so no moles can get inside of it. And it's a compost style soil. So I have logs on the bottom of it and we'll progressively add soil and nutrients to it as needed. So I did the proposal and I got raving reviews and just absolutely amazing support from my community and from individuals, that have known me for basically my whole life. So I got both monetary and material donations, and within a matter of weeks, I had my proof of concept built and I had spinach planted in it. And from there, with the proof of concept, everybody just flooded in and kind of just united as a community to what is now our phase three of the Bowdoin Community Garden, which is 8 4x8x3 foot tall raised bed boxes, 8 blueberry bushes, 2 apple trees, and about to be 2 50-foot trellises of muscadines and scuppernongs.
So you really poured your heart in living to serve, helping your community with more access to food. Where do you see the future of this project continuing?
So nothing's official yet, but I've done some inquiry and a little bit of networking, and we're working on establishing a second community garden at the Farm Bureau location within Carroll County through the help of Villarica High School. Shout out to Mr. Bennett Jacobs for going and creating raised bed boxes to sell and give to the elementary schools. So we're planning on doing that. We're trying to start small, of course, and see how the community reacts to it. And then from there, just build up and continue to build onto the Bowdoin Community Garden and, expand our horizons, create, break into new communities and really try to engage and connect to everyone possible to, to make the biggest impact possible.
And as you're continuing to build maybe the organization, a nonprofit.
Yes, ma'am. One of the biggest challenges I faced throughout the process of my SAE was getting businesses to buy in, not necessarily individuals, because in order to write a W-9 to a nonprofit, so it'd be a tax write-off, you have to have licensing. So nobody could really write me off as a donation without having a nonprofit, which I don't know necessarily how that impacted my funding for the community garden or the scale that I did. And, of course, that scale is not going to stay where it is for long. But I would have liked to have seen where it could have gone having a nonprofit already and then building on top of that.
So this award area is service learning. What is your philosophy on living to serve?
Living to serve is just being a servant to your community. If you have something and you can give it to another person, it's kind of like a symbiotic relationship almost. Sorry for dropping the big bio word in there. But if I can benefit myself and benefit others simultaneously, why not do that? It may be a little bit more elbow grease. It may cost you just a penny or dime more, but the impact you can make to influence others, keep them fed, keep a smile on their face, and just show God to them. I mean, that's all you can do.
You really emphasize the FFA motto, the last line, live to serve. Any last words as you conclude this award area of service, learning the winner at the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo?
I just got to thank Georgia FFA for everything they've done for me and my advisor, Mr. Farrer at Bowden High School, for crafting me to the young man I am today. And just thank you for this opportunity to compete and to display what I've done.
Adam Stone, he is the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo Proficiency Award winner in the Service Learning Entrepreneurship Placement from the Bowden High School FFA chapter in Georgia. For National FFA, I'm Michelle Stengler.